High-intensity interval training and its influence on metabolic status in adults with type 2 diabetes by Jorge Torres Mejias, Angela D. Arriagada Fuentes, Violeta M. Bravo Bravo, Mara M. Canals Monsalvi, Angela D. Valdivia Flores, Priscilla Murphy Biza, Patricio Perez Orellana, and Jose Luis Pino Villalon. Abstract. Introduction. High-intensity interval training HIIT is proposed as a promising non-pharmacological treatment for cardiometabolic complications associated with non-communicable diseases such as type 2 diabetes DM2. Objective: to evaluate the effect of high-intensity interval training using power cycling 3 days a week for 12 weeks on metabolic control parameters in adult type 2 diabetics. Method: a pre-experimental trial was conducted with a pre-post intervention design without a control group and non-probabilistic sampling. 27 DM2 subjects performed HIIT 3 times a week for 12 weeks. 17 completed the protocol. The training was performed on a stationary bicycle, and the protocol was 1 minute of intense pedaling followed by 2 minutes of rest for 10 repetitions. Body weight kg, fat mass percent, fat-free mass percent, total body water percent, waist circumference cm, blood pressure mg, glycemia mg/dl, glycosylated hemoglobin HbA1c percent, and lipid profile mg/dl were determined at baseline and at the end of the intervention. Results: after the intervention, a decrease in HbA1c 1p less than 0.01 and total cholesterol p less than 0.01 was identified. Concerning body composition, fat mass P less than 0.05 decreased, while total body water increased P less than 0.05. Furthermore, a reduction in systolic P less than 0.01 and diastolic P less than 0.01 blood pressure and waist circumference P less than 0.001 was identified. Conclusion: HIIT protocol could contribute to metabolic control in people with DM2. Therefore, it could be implemented to reduce cardiovascular risk in the studied population.